Hey, what's going on, good people? It's the cool one, the cool KG, bringing you the download WNBA slate breakdown for Tuesday, August 24th. I know you ain't heard from me in a while. I'll be busy. Right now, I'm in sunny Georgia, visiting family, basically my pops. Figure I'd drop a little something for y'all. Football season, a whole different story. As you know, Tuesday be quarterbacks, Wednesday will be running backs, Thursday will be wide receivers, Friday's tight ends, and Saturday's will be defense. Yeah, unless I'm running with the tight ends. Might be I'm running with the tight ends, depending on my schedule. But most likely, I'll be tight ends and defense together on Friday. All right, so let's start off today. We got four gamer all at the same time, which is really remarkable, I guess. All right, so we have L.A. going to Washington, 160.5 implied total. Washington favored by 2.5. L.A. needs a win because they in eighth spot. They don't want to lose that spot. Forgive me. All right. That's one of the 7 o'clock game. Next 7 o'clock game, we have Seattle at Minnesota, 165.5 implied total. Seattle favored by 4.5. Both of them pretty much sure to go to the playoffs, so we'll see what happens. But you already know who I like in Seattle, the big three. And over there, we'll get to the plays in a minute. We're just going to break this down real quick. So now we have Vegas. Next game, 7 o'clock. Vegas at Connecticut, 155 implied total, which is at least 5 and 10 points off of the top totals. Connecticut favored by 2.5. I wouldn't expect no different. Big game. Today's Kelsey Plum's birthday, so you can take that in a little effect with you, you know, before we start breaking down players. And last but not least is at 7 o'clock game, we have Chicago at Atlanta, 165.5 implied total. Chicago favored by 6.5. I will see why not. And Chicago's going to be missing, most likely. Yeah, I think she's not even playing. Candace Parker, yeah, she's doubtful. Anytime you see doubtful, usually that player is not going to play. All right, so like I said, we got four games. Just broke it down. So the best games to really, you know, target is probably the L.A.-Washington game. That's one. Seattle-Minnesota game, that's two. Vegas-Connecticut could be a nail-biter, but you could talk some players out of that. And Atlanta, Chicago, definitely some target pieces out of that game. So let's go down with the breakdown. We're going to start with the highest price. This is FanDuel, but most of these plays apply for DraftKings too. Okay? So let's start off with the highest price guard, which is DeJuan Abana, going against Vegas. Vegas is not that good stopping big players. DeJuan Abana is big guard. If you want to call, I don't know what you want to call her. She's a hybrid or hybrid. That's what she is. So she's like in and out. She can dribble, she can pass, she can shoot, rebound, cries a lot on the court, always looking for calls, always got her hands up. No problem with that. So, but last time she faced Vegas, faced them, she got 36. And that was the first time she faced Vegas. Second time she faced Vegas, which was like basically a week after that, she got 27. I'm not too scared about that 27. 37 sounds all right. So DeJuan Abana, someone to look at going against Vegas. Next is Courtney VanSloot. Remember I just said Candace Parker will probably be out. She's doubtful. So that looks for VanSloot to pick up the pace. She's at 7,600. Not a bad price for Sloot. Going against ATL, but one thing I have to tell you, ATL has really basically put her in a place. So for 7,600, it's hard for me to even go there. Jrue Lloyd, 7,500 going against Minnesota. Jrue Lloyd, I don't know. I mean, she a roller coaster. That's my new word, roller coaster. She up and down, so never know. First time she faced Minnesota, she got 42. Second time she faced Minnesota, she got 18. Last game she played, she got a 20. Game before that, she got a 45. So anywhere in between there at 7,500, I don't think I could even go there with that. Courtney Williams next. She's 7,400, playing Chicago. Always got my eye on Courtney Williams. She's going, first of all, she's going to play over 30 minutes. We all know that. And against Chicago, what she's done against Chicago this year, she dropped a 26. and a 47. Another up and down. But Chicago makes, like I said, they're missing a player. Even though she won't check Courtney Williams. You know, she's not gonna do that. But you know, they missing a player. Courtney Williams, I got some interest in her at 7,400. Ariel Atkins, 6,600. I'm gonna play this way. I don't have no interest in her, so I'm not really gonna even flow through it. If you got interest in her, she can play if you think she can get off. She's not even on my sheet, but I'm gonna check it out for you. That's how she played LA. She got 32. Okay, it's not bad. She got 32 and a 32. Well, now she just became on my list by me checking. So every Atkins at 6,600 is somebody to keep in mind. I ain't even look at her. Tiffany Hayes is doubtful, so I don't expect her to play. Remember, they're missing Cheyenne Kennedy or Courtney Kennedy, whatever her name is, the one fighting. So expect some more out of Ozzie Sims and Bradford and Ariel McDonald. We'll get to them in a minute because they're cheaper. 6,300 is Kelsey Plum. Today's Kelsey Plum birthday. If you believe in the birthday narrative, going against Connecticut. If you believe in the birthday narrative, which most of the people believe in, I have a little belief in it, that they'll feed her. But she has not played Connecticut at all this year, so we have no stats on her. But I won't say she a roller coaster, but she struggles at some time. This might be one of the times I might just have to fade it, but I got a feeling she'll be popular because it's her birthday. 6,200, Erica Wheeler. I'd rather spend $100 less to get Erica Wheeler in the same situation. Erica Wheeler, I said 6,200, going against Washington. Washington, listen, this is another player that will play minutes. And you want to put someone on the court to play minutes. You know, right. Now against Washington, Erica Wheeler really hasn't done much against Washington, 18 and 19. But you want somebody to play minutes. So if you have any feelings about, you know, there's a lot of L.A. fans, so you might take her. All right? I'm fading her for the day. Kaylin McBride, 6,100, going against Seattle. I'm definitely probably fading her because she's not on my list. But I'm going to take a look because what happened last time I took a look, I found out someone is in play. Now, she has not played Seattle. They have. Oh, yeah, she has played Seattle. And she got a 17 and 19. I'm not going there with her. Chelsea Gray, 5,900, going against Connecticut. I don't feel her. Jackie Young, 5,900. Don't feel her. Going against Connecticut. But you can look at Jackie Young. 5,900. These are sleeper plays. Her against Connecticut. She got a 9. And she got a 17. I'm not going there. These teams are, you know, this history. Now, Brittany Sykes, L.A.'s fighting for that last spot. I do like her at 5,800. It's just that they letting Brittany Sykes play. She's starting, playing 29, 30 minutes a game, getting you over 20 points in her last four games, over 24 points in her last four games. What she did with Washington, well, let's see what she did with Washington. She got 18 the first time, 18 in 21 minutes. And then 27 minutes, she got 28. So 5,800, somebody keep an eye on. I do like her. She's in, like, one of my lineups already. Clariton for the same price, 5,800. I like Alicia Clariton. Alicia Clariton been balling, but the only fact is, now she go against Seattle. And they put Drew Lloyd on her or someone like that. Even Burke can lock her up. So that's what I don't like, and that's why we won't be playing her against Seattle. And I don't have no stats on her this year against Seattle, so I can't help you with that one. But no clarity for me. Quigley, 5,700. Like I said, no Candace Parker. Hopefully Quigley can ball out. She's been balling, 5,700. I mean, that's a roller coaster to even take that, even think about it. Going against Atlanta, even though Atlanta ain't that great, but they do shut down guards. For some reason, Sims and them do shut down guards. But they're missing a guard. They're missing two guards, so it's 5,700, I do like Quigley. Let's put it that way. I do like Quigley on the road. For 5,700 too, Ozzie Sims, she will have to play more minutes going against Chicago. She got 12 and a 1. But, you know, true. 5,700 going against Chicago's D. She gets some of that. Nah, I don't feel her on that. You got Cooper, who was at 5,600, who I do feel a little bit. Won't be in my lineups. I'm not going to say she a bad player, but I just don't see her fitting in my lineups. Going against Atlanta, 5,600. She dropped a 25 and a 31. It's close. She's on the border. She's borderline. Let's put it that way. 5,500, Sue Bird. I'm already locking her in. That's like my number one guard I want in here. Sue Bird, 5,500. Great price on her. I know she's going to be low. Nobody ever takes Sue Bird. Going against Minnesota, She's dropped a 46 and a 28. The two times she played Minnesota, she eat them little Dangerfield guards up and whoever else they got there. They won't even put Kayla McBride on her. So whatever they got there to put on her, it's not working. So Sue Bird, like I said, I got her locked in my lineup. Jasmine Thomas at 5,400, not bad going against, if she, you know, breaks out her dome drone, going against Vegas, she can do something. Vegas is pretty tough, but she's dropped a 23 and a 30 on her, 5,400, someone to look at. Bradford is another person to look at, 5,300, come off the bench. She might not come off the bench today, but she, it's a possibility she might not come off the bench with Tiffany Hayes, most likely doubtful. Crystal Bradford, if she gets to 25 minutes or 30 minutes, she can do damage. I like her at 5,300. Nakasha Cloud, that's roller coaster, and that's my boo-boo. She's still roller coaster. She can get you there, and she can get you down, you know. So I figure with 5,200, she gets you about 25, 26. If you're happy with that, no problem. Chrissy Tarver, like I said, LA's in desperate mode right now to hold on to that spot. I do like Tarver. Tarver is wishy-washy, too. Well, I mean, really washy, but at 5,200, yeah, I could see myself going there. First off, she faced Washington. She got an 8. You know what I'm saying? And she got a 9. All right? An 8 and 9 in 23 and 24 minutes. Now she's averaging about 30 minutes a game. So it could be there's something. It's something I have to really think about before tip-off. 4,900, Kalu Samuels. I do like... Want to go there with Katie Lewis, no problem. Diamond DeShields, 4,800. She's going to have to play a lot. If she can ever get her game together, but I do like her today, too. I think she could do a little damage. You know, she's done 24 points in 34 minutes, first time playing, 37 points in 32 minutes, second time playing. So I do like her a lot. That's another one that I like. So you see my guards that I do like. Aren't, you know, they're not the really top guards, but they mid-price guards because I'm going to fit some of that power in there. We'll go from there. Ariel McDowell, 4,600, has to play a lot. Prince, let's go down. I'm not even going there. If you want to take a shot, Lonnie Mitchell, possible at 41, not there. Jordan Cannon, maybe if you want to go there, not feeling that, unless they blow out Minnesota, which I don't think. Dangerfield, no. Kimbrough, no. 3,500, Stephanie Talbot is something for me to think about because they're giving her like 20 minutes a game. So she could do damage in 20 minutes a game, hit some jumpers or whatever. She do a little everything. She rebounds, she scores, she assists, block shots, steal ball. So I do like Stephanie Talbot at 3,500. Anybody else down there? Yes, one other person I will look at, and that's Tia Cooper. I look at her on Instagram, but I'm talking about now, looking at her in the game. I think she'll play a little bit more. She's getting about 15 minutes a game. She could do some damage. I remember when she was starting, but ever since she came off the bench that one time, she got put in the doghouse, or, you know, other things could have went on prior to that, you know, the piss off Fisher or whatever. But, yeah, Taya Cooper, 3,400. That's like the last one. And you can, I'll put her in the mix, too. Shakina Strickland, because she's going to have to play. Shakina Strickland is a guard, listed as a guard, but she's built like a small forward. She played point guard at college. Remember, Tennessee, she was the point guard. So she got the skills. Rachel Bannon, if you want to look at her. But Shakina Strickland at 3,000, that's about as low as I would go. And that's it for the guards. Now, forwards, there's a whole bunch of these boys, or girls, excuse me, a whole bunch of ladies that I really do like. We'll start off with Jacquel Jones going against Vegas. She's dropped 240s on him already. So, yes, she's good at 8,900. Breonna Stewart. I'm not really going to Stewie today. Everybody was snapping on her outfit at the White House. It was kind of weird looking. But, hey, you know, these are girls that wear sneakers basically all day long. They don't know how to dress up. Some of them do, and some don't. She happened to be one of them that whoever dressed her really didn't know what they were doing. So anyway, we're going to continue going with that. Now, she's going against Minnesota, 8,800. Minnesota, you know, they can be a problem, but nobody stops Stewie, right? But she's way below average going against them. So I don't like them. Asia Wilson, 8,700. Not really feeling her today. It's a good matchup. But anytime Asia Wilson's on the field or on the court. It's a good matchup for her, but I'm not going to 8,700. I don't think she's going to. If she do, she do. She break me, she break me. Tina Charles is out, so that opens up the space. Remember, they got Elena Deladon. She's still on the minutes restriction at 8,200, so I can't go there. Candace Parker, they say, is a game-time decision, but she's most likely still doubtful. Let me take a quick look. Oh, now she's probable. So she went from doubtful to probable. So she's probable, she might play, all right? So, yeah, she might play. So Candace Parker at 7,900. Not sure I will go there, but 7,900, she'll be low on. Really, she really will be low on. So if you got to 79, you want to take a risk, a gamble, there you go. You take it on Parker. Sylvia Fowles, 7,800, going to Seattle. No, thank you. I mean, you could go either one, Fowles or Collier. All right, I like Collier more, even though Collier has been sucking, and that's why I really go to her, because ain't nobody, you know, going to want to take her. Right, last game she got 33. She struggled. Well, she don't really struggle that much. It looked like her shot was off against Connecticut a little bit. But now she go against Seattle. You know, that's a different team. She's dropped 31. She only played one time and dropped to 31 in 28 minutes, 14.6 assists. So I do like Collier, you know, 7,700. Neko Bumake, I like her. Neko, yeah, I got Neko. All right. Neko Bumake, 7,300. She's been playing well since she got her legs back. Going against Washington, there's a lot of big bodies in Washington. That's the only problem I have. You got Deladon back. You got Hines Allen. You know, you got Cloud. Cloud can even guard if it's possible, you know. They're almost about the same height. I think she got Cloud by like an inch. So, yeah, I really, and then you got Mieseman, you know, you got players all in Washington, so I really don't like her, but they need the wins, but I'm not sure if it's going to come from her, but she's in play at 7,300 because they need the win. Liz Cambage, I love Liz Cambage, 7,000, save me that money from her partner who's at 87, so that's a $1,700 saving. As long as she stays out of foul trouble, 7,000, love some Cambage. Like everybody do. Everybody loves the big one, you know. Now, against they are big. Against Connecticut, she's dropped a 30 and a 48. So, I do like her. Now, Breonna Jones, the 6,400, I like her, too. She's dropping nothing but 40s on them. So, as my man would say, and I won't take credit for this, my man Space says that Vegas might be big, but they don't guard bigs well. And that is true. So is Atlanta. Atlanta's small, and they don't guard bigs well either. So, yeah, Breonna Jones, yeah, she almost a lock and load. Hamby, no for me at 62. Hines Allen, 61. Yes, definitely. Especially, well, even if I'm Parker, not Parker. Oh, that's right, Washington's out. Not Washington, excuse me. Charles is out. So, yeah, I do like me some Hines Allen, 6,100. She's almost a lock for me. Zowie B., going against them, I'm not really feeling Zowie B. I got a couple of LA players I like, but she might not be one of them. But Zowie B is always in play at 6,000. It's not a lot of money for it. It's always in play. Then we go to Dolson. Stephanie Dolson at 5,400. Now, if Candace Parker comes back out, Dolson is a no-go. But if Candace Parker don't play, Stephanie Dolson at 5,400, you can look at her. She can do a little something for you. Now, Monique Billings, who I adore, and I'll leave it like that, who I adore, 5,100 going against Chicago. If Parker's not in there, I'm definitely taking me some Monique Billings. I definitely will, all right? She's 5,100. She is the number one offensive rebounder in the WNBA. It's like for the 2 years in a row. She'll grab that rebound and go. Even though it don't look like she do, but she do. You know, she get her points. She get rebounds. But she's the number one offensive rebounder in the game total. All right, so that's something. A lot of missed shots from Chicago, them guards, the shield, none of them missed. You got Billings, you know, well, not Billings, but offensive rebounding. Hopefully, you know, she'll do some on the defense. But Atlanta, no Tiffany Hayes, you know, Ozzie Sims shoots a lot outside. Courtney Williams, you know, so, yeah. I do like Billings, but I'm not sure I can go there. Sinead Bumake, 5,100, just came back. She's still not ready. She only getting like 9 minutes a game, so I won't go there. She got 51. Megnamore, 5,000 is a little too much. Ariel Powers, I got a little interest in her. I mean, she ain't getting the minutes yet. She got 14 last game. Maybe they rev up her minutes. And she at 4,800. Erica Williams at 47. I feel Mercedes Russell at 47. I can go some Mercedes Russell. Last time she played 23 minutes, got 32. So I do like that going against Minnesota. The bigs over there. She can do some damage. Dupree's a game time decision. Against Dupree comeback, I can't go there. Even though she's at 4,600, I can't. Dontis, if Damaris Dontis, who's my other love, ever wake up, she can really do some damage. 4,500. This is the lowest I ever seen her. So she getting the minutes. She just don't do nothing with them. She just, I don't know. When she first came in the league, she used to drive. I watched her on the Brazilian team. I watched her play overseas. She do all these things. When she come in the WNBA, all she want to do is sit out there and shoot threes. That's it. That's all she want to do. And she'll try to shoot on everybody. She might hit them. She get hot. That's, you know, it's a different story. But a lot of times she don't get hot. Teresa Plaisant, like I said, there's no Charles Plaisant. They brought her minutes up. She play like 7. She can play up to like 20 minutes. They can get her 20, 30-something minutes. 4,500. That's either the starting lineup or she in the starting lineup. Someone to look at. Ezrael Stevenson. Now, this is where I have to wait for it because if Candace Parker plays, I can't play Stevenson or Dolson, but I want to play Stevenson at 44. At 4,400, Ezrael Stevenson, I want to play it. So if that all happens, my backup is to go down even further for my furthest player, who would probably be Nia Coffey. That's another love. I love Nia Coffey. She get her time. Sometimes she's, you know, she's rough with the game, but a lot of times she falls smooth in the game. You know, I mean, it's hard to explain, but she's going to be averaging like 9 points again against them, against Washington. But somebody to look at for me. I won't play Cox again. Lauren Cox, they gave her a 0 last game, man. I don't even play against New York. You know what I'm saying? I don't get it. So 3,400, no. Rufy Hubbard, no now. Now they Chumwa gets little minutes. You know, I'd rather just go to 3,100 Kia Stoke because she's guaranteed minutes. Not a lot, but she's guaranteed minutes. You don't want nobody to have a 0 in there. And this bird that kid they keep talking about, she just signed. I can't see her playing. Not really. And if she do, she ain't getting no time. Anyway, that's about it for me, man. That's it. I gave you a lot of players. Now I'm going to break down who I really like. High, middle, and low. My highest guards, I like Bonner, 8. That's about it. And Courtney Williams at 75. I like a Van Sloof, too, at 76. We'll go there. Under that, under 7s, Ariel Atkins, who basically now is probably going to be one of my locks. I like her. Ariel Atkins. Kelsey Plum, if you believe in that narrative. Wheeler at 62, I like. All right, under the 6s, Brittany Sykes at 58, Quigley at 57, Bird at 55, definitely a lock like I told you. I like Bird today. And after that, we like Bradford. If she starts, don't know. See what happens. Jasmine Thomas at 54 is not bad. The Shields at 48. That's a 4,000. Let's go back up. Natasha Clark at 52. I like the low fives. And Tolliver, if you want to go there, but I won't. Kalu Samuels, 49. Not bad. Diamond DeShields, love that price at 48. Ari McDonald's at 46 and get burned. Underneath that, like I said, there's Stephanie Talbot, 3,500. I like Tia Cooper. I like her. And then you can go 3,000 if you know she's starting Shakina Strickland. All right. Forwards, Top Jones, 89. I'm not feeling Stewie. And I'm not feeling Asia Wilson and Deladon. So that knocks that all out. 7 under 8, Parker, I'm not feeling. If she do come back, Collier, yes. You can go to fouls. I like Collier for the $100 savings. Cam Bage at 7, I told you. Rihanna Jones, I like her too. That's another one. I really like Brianna Jones. She has 6,400. Told you I like her. Hines Allen, 6,100. Definitely like her today. Definitely like her. She definitely in play today. Those are 6s. Under the 6s, it all depends on what Parker do. She come back. She don't come back. Then it's Dolson at 54, and then we'll get down a little. The other person I do like is Billings at 51. I don't like Yelena Boumike. Under that, under five, I like Mercedes Russell, 47. Dantas, 45. Please, Dantas, shoot. Like I said, if they raise Plaisance minutes, 45. Ariel Stevenson, depending on, I still like Ariel Stevenson, but depending on the parking, is how much I really like it. And Coffey at 4,000. Under that, the only other person I would probably recommend if you really need some space saver is probably Kia Stokes. Or maybe even, they're horrible under there. Kia Stokes or Tina Hawkins. That's it. All right, so that's everybody that I like. That's everybody. You know, like I said, stack some of these games. You know, I really like that Vegas Connecticut game, even though the point total is wrong. Washington LA game, Seattle Minnesota game. All right, that's it for me today. Yo, as we say here, get that money.